I'm going to try to make heads or tails out of this whole Sidney Powell situation, because I've gone through this and, the articles that I write for Pacific Times Editorials Symphony on Monday, the podcast, the Taiwan special, all that gets recorded on my Monday, and it goes out before news business starts in America. And I'm trying to make heads or tails out of the Sidney Powell thing, and I can't find anything. All we've got is just these long articles that Sidney Powell's been throwing under the bus. And I'm scanning through these articles going, okay, where's the substance? Where's the fact? Where's who said what? A statement that came out. Where's the statement? Okay, well, it was a statement that was made. All right, what is the statement? I couldn't find it. So I finally found the statement. It was on DonaldJTrump.com. And it's a short, single sentence from Giuliani. She's operating on her own. Okay, it's like, okay, it doesn't say we parted ways. What's going on? All we know is that she said something about how the governor of Georgia, a Republican, was helping the cheating. That seems like disunity, like she's a loose cannon. Giuliani didn't say that. They didn't say we support the governor. They didn't say that. It's just she says something about the governor that may be bad as a Republican, kind of friendly fire, so to speak. She goes after the Republicans in her own camp. Sidney Powell does. And then immediately, oh, she never was on the team. Okay. And that's it. And everything else in the news is all conjecture. So I do these things on Monday before the news comes out. And so I'm going, Zero Hedge, Gateway Pundit, the Rush Limbaugh's news stacks, because he's got a whole research team. I'm looking for anything that I can find to try to get. Is there some story out there? Did she do an interview? What's going on with this? And I can't find anything. And so I'm looking at this with the best that I can. No news has come out because I do it before news starts on Monday. I start the news week. I start it off. That's one of the things about how I do stuff. I do it before. No news media influences me for what I put out in these podcasts. Not for that week. Not for Monday. I don't listen to news Monday and then do the podcast. I do it before any of that. And as it turns out, I was right on the money. I said it looks in this past week and in the Symphony editorials, I said, it looks like Trump is playing it cool, like he's sitting on a royal flush, acting like the poker game is boring. He is not acting like a loser. Something's going on. And I get to Monday, Limbaugh comes out. He says, I don't know what's going on. I can't make heads or tails of this. You know as much as I do. And I'm like, okay, so there's nothing to find. And Limbaugh made another comment. This is very key. You want to understand what's going on here. Understand how people don't understand this. Remember, I talked about this previously last week. Trump is a genius. He's known how to play the power game. FDR would get different people in government fighting with each other in order to maintain power so that they were too busy tripping over each other that they couldn't take power away from him as president. And Lincoln did the same thing. He put political rivals in his cabinet, and he even had two companies doing a race to build the railroad. And so Trump is very good at getting different people who all want to eat him alive to fight with each other, so they don't have time to fight with him. He's a genius at knowing when to hire people and then knowing when to fire them. He's an utter genius at it. And he always keeps moving, and the media and the Democrats don't know how to understand it. And even Limbaugh doesn't get it. Limbaugh said that press conference with Sidney Powell doesn't make sense because they're promising that the moon and the waves and the stars have all signed affidavits saying that they saw everything, but then they didn't present any evidence. They just said that there's a lot of it. Limbaugh says, that's not how you do that. If you're going to tell people that there's going to be a great big, you've got a whole truckload of evidence, you've got to show some of it. I don't agree because I've been in Asia for 12 years almost. All right. So what is going on? Robert Greene talked about this in one of his books. I think it was 48 Laws of Power, where a Chinese general had a murmur from his soldiers. They were complaining because food was running out. And so he took his number two general, called him into his tent and says, you have to give me something you can't refuse me. He's like, what is it? You have to give me your head. I got to cut your head off. I'm going to have to kill you. He said, I've done nothing wrong. He said, I know. You've done everything awesomely, but the troops are angry. I'll promise I'll take care of your family, but this is the way to save the war. Because if I don't cut off somebody's head, The soldiers will rebel and everything we fought for is gone. So he cut off his best friend's head, put it on a spike outside, and the soldiers saw it. And the soldiers that thought that there was someone that was making a mess said, oh, our general found the bad guy that's caused the food shortage. And other people who knew better said, oh, the general's cutting off people's heads. We better keep quiet. So whatever their understanding or misunderstanding was, they all decided to stop complaining. And I don't like that. I would never do that. I would say that if it was a war that was that bad, they shouldn't be fighting the war in the first place. But there is a nature of crowd control that comes from making heads roll without explanation. And that's something that Robert Greene explains, and I've seen it at work over here in Taiwan. I've watched political candidates get hired and fired. I mean, Taiwan's president and the mayor of my city, Tainan, it's like a province, they call it a city. He was the premier, which is the head of the cabinet, like a president, and the cabinet is a legislative body. It's weird. And then he got fired from that after a couple years. And then he got brought back as the vice president when the election came. And so every time there's an election, my former mayor would get the job and then he'd lose the job and then he'd get a different, better job. And he just keeps bouncing around. And Taiwan's president was making his head bounce around. And she always would win doing it. And I see Trump playing the same game. Run this scenario through your thinker. This isn't what actually happened, but it is what could have happened. Watch this. It's going to turn out that this is exactly what happened. But I'm not saying that it's what happened. I'm saying that this is what could have happened or something like it. Follow this imaginary scenario. Trump's legal team is doing research, including Sidney Powell. And there, as they're doing their digging, they find out that the Republican governor of Georgia, an old-time friend of Trump, has been helping Democrats cheat. Because Trump's not just up against the Democrats, he's also up against the Republican establishment, the fake Republicans, the rhinos running everything that just want conservative votes, but aren't conservative at all. They actually think just like Democrats. So they find out that this Republican governor of Georgia was also in on it. Okay, the media is coming strong against Trump. He's got all of his soldiers, his group, in one location. So here's what they decide. Okay, Sidney, you're going to go do some interview somewhere and you're going to say something bad about that Republican governor and you're going to let people know and let him know that we're on his trail. All right, now, Giuliani, wait till about 15, 30 minutes after she says that and then you're going to release a press statement. Sidney, what do you think the press statement should say when we decide to throw you under the bus? Well, I think you should just say that I was never on the team. It'll be confusing to people because you never said I was, but it looked like I was, and you never said that I was fired. And it'll be vague. Oh, okay, that looks like a good idea. All right, so Sidney, you're going to say this, and then Giuliani, you're going to go post that on the Donald J. Trump website, and well, we're going to say that you said it, and then we'll keep it about 30 minutes to an hour apart, and then Sidney, now you just go keep working on everything, don't stop anything. Giuliani, we're going to keep working on everything, not stop anything. And then it's going to look like we're in two different parts, and the media is not going to know who to attack. Sidney Powell will be over there continuing her thing all by itself, but it won't be connected to us. So the media and the Democrats will think if they attack her, they're not attacking us because they'll think we're divided when we're not. Okay, I mean, and so if they attack you, you can say all kinds of bad things and it doesn't look like we're the ones saying it. But you're still attacking our enemy, pretending to be someone else when we're all on the same team. Okay, all right, good. We got it. We go. And so now that's what they've accomplished. They went out there and had this massive press conference where they promised everything and the people are all excited, but it's so far a big nothing burger. But it has to be a big nothing burger because that's how the legal process works. They can't present evidence before it goes to court. It invalidates the court process in many ways, or at least it risks it. So they're saving it all for court. I don't see Limbaugh said, if you're going to have a big press conference and you're going to promise the moon, you've got to deliver the moon or at least a few stars. And they didn't do that at that press conference. That was wrong. That's what Limbaugh said. No, it was not wrong. It's a perfect magic show. They're setting up for the big reveal. They're, you know, one of the magicians here, there's a talented guy who's a magician locally here in Taiwan. And he would put on magic performances for his local church, which is the local mega church. Like it's the Willow Creek of the Chicagoland area. He'd put on his magic shows and he'd always make it look like he messed up in the middle of his trick. And everybody gets all nervous. Oh, did he mess up? And then he pulls out the real magic trick later when he pretends to fall down or he pretends to drop his thing. And he drops the hat on the floor and 20 rabbits jump out. You know, like he always makes it look like he's messing up, but he never did. It was all on purpose. And it's part of the magic show. If you understand Asian generals and emperors making their best friends' heads roll, which happens here in Taiwan politics. I've watched over the last few years with the current Taiwan president who just got reelected. Well, a year or so ago. I've seen it with that. If you understand the magic show and the big reveal, I'm going to act like it's really big and then nothing happens. Oh, wait, the magic really happened way over there and it was bigger than you thought. If you understand that, then what Trump is doing makes utter perfect sense. Remember in the movie Braveheart, in the first, the battle of, Sterling? It was the Battle of Sterling Bridge, which had no bridge in the movie. It was actually fought at a river, and Wallace used the bridge to his advantage, and it was a three-day battle. But in the movie, at the Battle of Sterling Bridge, in the movie where there's no bridge or river, he told the horses to go run around to the side and flank them. And the British would think that the horses were running away. Actually, they were dividing their own forces to surround the enemy. And just like the horses in the first Braveheart battle in the movie looked like they ran away, but were actually coming over to the side and then just ran right through the infantry. That's what Sidney Powell's doing. It looks like she's running away. It looks like they chased her away. But actually, she's going somewhere else so that they can no longer attack both her and Trump in the same fell swoop. And Trump did it without explanation. And everybody is reading into it what they want to read into it. I think that this is utterly genius. Now, I've talked last week about how Trump is golfing. He's playing it cool. He's the king sitting there sipping from his cup in front of his enemies, showing that he's cool and not worried. If Trump is golfing, then he's not on camera, he's not talking, and there's no small mannerisms for anyone to read. Trump is not running away. He's playing it cool and calm, and oh yes, well, I see. He did that at the United Nations. You may recall his second United Nations speech. Trump talked like he was falling asleep. And Limbaugh pointed out, he was doing that on purpose. I mean, it was a big yawn snore session in Trump's second United Nations speech. He goes, yes, well, some nations, China, some nations think it is their destiny to take over the world. And yeah, we've got to bomb the hell out of them and totally just destroy everything there is to them, of course. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. And, yeah, we hate the Chinese communists and we're just going to kill all of them. That's, yeah, of course. And, yeah, we'll stop them. And he's saying all these incredibly, incredibly provocative things about China, but he's not angry when he does it. He's not shouting when he does it. He's not pounding the podium when he says it. He says it like he's falling asleep. Yeah, yeah, let's go kill all of them. Yeah. He didn't say it that way. I'm exaggerating here, you know, to show the difference. But Trump's doing it again. He's away golfing. It looks like he's doing nothing. Actually, his team is bringing one of the biggest assaults against a political machine attempt that the world has ever seen. And Trump has everyone fooled into thinking that it's not coming because he just, I don't know what he did to Sidney. You can't say he fired her. You can't say he distanced himself. You can't. He just nothing burgered Sidney Powell, who looks like she's delivering a nothing burger while he's out golfing. They do not look like a threat. Have you ever heard of a hunter in the woods wearing camouflage? How about a turkey hunter with a turkey call or two or three? That's what I think is going on. And I know that because I've been in Asia. Recorded on Tuesday morning in East Asia, Monday evening in America. We'll see. November 24th. Happy Thanksgiving.